Okay, so it says, Ma'oz Tzur Yeshua Si, Lecha Na'e L'Shabeach, Tikon Beis Tfila Si, V'Sham Todah Nezabeach, Le'is Tachin Matbeach, Mitzar HaMenabeach, Azeg Mor, V'Shir Mizmor, Chanukas HaMizbeach. So it's okay, no? In any event, so ma'oz means strength, right? A place of strength, ma'oz, a fortress, tzur, because both was referred to as the tzur, right? Ain't tzur kelokeinu. Tzur, like the Rambam says in Moreh Buchim, is like a very hard, solid rock in which are quarried all the other rocks. So he is the tzur, he is my ma'oz tzur. He is my fortress. He is my tzur. He is my source. Right? Yeshua Si, of my salvation. Lecha na'e l'shaber. To you, it is appropriate to praise. Okay? Tikon beis tefila si. Prepare the house of my tefila. V'sham todah nezaber. And there I will offer up a sacrifice. Korban todah. Right? Ordinarily, a korban todah is a korban, let's say, a person who has been in a dangerous situation and was saved in a dangerous situation. So he brings a korban todah. A korban todah. It's like a korban shlamim, except it's eaten only in a short amount of time. It has a tremendous amount of bread brought with it. And in addition to the sacrifice itself, a tremendous amount of bread offerings are brought with it. Requires in getting a lot of people involved in order to finish it in the proper time. Right? Because you work. That's the difference. I'm just literally translating first. Sham todah nezabeach. Le'eis tachin matbeach. At the time when you prepare matbeach, right? Matbeach is shrita. Right? Shrita. Tevach. Votvoach tevach. Shrita. It can refer to what he called to shrita of an animal. It can refer to the destruction, right, of some enemy, like massacring them, right? The eis tachin matbeach mitzar haminabeach, from the tsar haminabeach, from the tsar is an enemy, right? Right? It's not tsar, which is pain with an ayin. It's tsar, like tsar tsorer, one who gives us pain, suffering, you know. Mitzar ha-minabeach, minabeach means to what do you call it, to bark. From the barking tsar. Okay? Azeg more, then I will finish, as it were, the shir mizmor. Right, with a shir, mizmor, with a song of zemer, Chanukas HaMizbeach, the inauguration of the Mizbeach. So I think we're probably used to, right, you recall, we all know the tune, right, we sing it, and we can remember the words, etc. We read the words together, it's sort of like, huh? Like, it sounds like free association. Right? I mean, who exactly is the Tzar HaMenabeach? Who is the Tzar HaMenabeach? Why is that the Todah Nezabeach? And so you might come to think that that this is just because you're a poet, but you don't know it, but your feet show it, right? Because they're long fellows, right? In other words, what do you call it? Right? In other words, what do you call it? In order to make it rhymes, they chose these interesting words, etc. And really, you know, okay, let's not. Chas v'chalila. So, I really think, what do you call it? I think something very interesting here. So, let's start. Ma'oz Tzur Yeshua Si. So, the Ma'oz, strength, fortress. Tzur Yeshua Si. I think, first of all, the idea of Ma'oz, the fortress, that means a place of protection. Right? Tzur, we said. The Rebbe Shlomo is referred to as Tzur. He is the source, just like the Rambam says in Moreh Buchim, that the idea of the Tzur, meaning and use the reference to the Creator, is because just as the great quarry is the source from which everything else is taken, so too the Rebbe Shlomo is the Tzur. He is the source of everything. Ma'oz, which implies, it means a fortress, that sounds like protection. So I think that perhaps what we're talking about over here is we're referring to the Rosh Hashanah both as a being, right? Yichud Hashem, he's the source of everything, and he's also the Ma'oz, he's the protection. Hashgacha. I think, again, more or less, Ma'oz Tzur Yeshua Si, of our salvation, right? He's the powerful source, right? Our fortress of salvation. Lecha na'e l'shabeach. To you, it is appropriate to be mishabeach. In Mitz Hashem, anybody still around, but by the time we get to Birchos Hodah, right, in Shmona Esrei, tomorrow, right, I mean, not even tomorrow, never mind, it's more of a sentence structure. But in any event, yeah, so we call it the idea of Lecha na'e l'shabeach, the Magid Tzedek, a Talmud of the Grover, Pinchas Mipolotsk, right? Right? That's, you know, that's it's like 25 miles outside of Ventura. No, it's not. Everybody call it the Pinchas Mipolotsk, yeah, he says that what does it mean in Shmona Esrei? When we say, right? The end of Modim, at the end of Birchos Hodah. So Lachana, to you it is appropriate to be modeh. Why? He says, listen to this. This is unbelievable. V'zemash Omar hatov shimcha v'lo yagurum b'mugurcha ra klal kim tov b'taknis hatova. Hashem, your whole hatov shimcha, your shame is the way that you're mashgiach, right? And the way that you're mashgiach is tov. There's sometimes it's told that it's immediately recognizable. And even in the case that it was not immediately recognizable, we know, at least in our heads, maybe it hadn't completely sifted its way down into our heart, but at least in our heads we know, right, that everything he does is tov. Lo yagur b'migur chara, and there is no evil with you. And therefore, it's lecha na'er lehodos. Therefore, to you, it is appropriate to praise. Whereas someone else, Chazal say in Gemara Bava Basra, Alder Shalom Chazal, Olam Al Yisaper Adam, B'Shvachol Shel Chaveiro, Shemitok Shvachol Bo Lignuso. Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, don't go around speaking praises about one person to a third person, right? Second person to a third person. Why? Because unfortunately, it all too often ends up with, oh yeah, you think she's so great? Well, I'll tell you a little bit about her. That snippity snip, bang, bang, boo, boo, right? You know, she's my roommate. I'll tell you what she does, and I'll tell you what she doesn't do, and blah, 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 blah. So you got all your taste in your mouth. You don't even know when you think you'd be a good person, etc. Because Baruch is always not air, because everything Hashem does is always l'tov. Okay? So that being the case, Mo'oz Tzur Yeshua Si, l'chon na'er l'shabeach. To you, it's appropriate to be mishabeach. Right? Not only what you do, but also people understand, really quote, even not all the things that are clear. It's appropriate to be mishabeach to Rabbon Shalom, because you're not going to come afterwards to say something bad about him. I mean, if you, really quote, if you refuse to accept the, really quote, the truth, okay. Right? But it's not like you can manufacture about him things about, oh, guess what, you know, he doesn't wash any dishes, etc. Like we unfortunately know from our proverbial non-existent roommate who's completely apathetic. Yes?
Wait, you have to be Mishabeh and you can't, because you can't come with any lies about it?
No, I'm saying you can't, you won't come to what he wants to say anything in Lashon Hara about it.
And why?
About the Rabbon Shalom. It's appropriate to Mishabeh him, unlike people, when you Mishabeh him too much. Well, a second person, in front of a third person, then you run the risk, right, of awakening that person's ire with regard to that people, that second person, and they'll start saying all sorts of not nice things about them. Mm-hmm. We're okay.
Mm-hmm. But why does it matter? If we're speaking to Hashem when we're davening, why does it matter? Like, oh, but to you, I mean, you could praise with anyone because really everything you do is good. Like, what does that have to do with the conversation?
It has to do, right, because that itself is a praise. Right? That itself is a praise. Because really, we're going to see, as the rest of the Greek, well, this is the first ketah, we're not going to do the whole paragraph. So this is just one, the first ketah we're doing, first paragraph of the whole song. But it really talks about, well, it talks about the experiences of the Jewish people with their enemies over the generations, and Baruch Hashem were saved in the end, etc. But there are moments during those time periods which are not so pleasant, etc. So that we introduce this, l'chana el shaber, you, it is appropriate to praise, because we always know, at least in the cases over here, with the examples that are brought inside Ma'os Sur, so we know there, Kodesh Baruch Hu showed us the light, yeah, so we see all the darkness led to the light. We know there are times in the Klal's history and certainly in people's individual experiences, we don't always get to see the light, right? Yeah. Okay. But eventually we will see the light. So we start off L'chona El Shabeach. Tikon beis tefillah, see? V'sham todah nizabeach. What is beis tefillah, see? The beis hamikdash is called beis tefillah, see? The place of tefillah. Why? The Gemara says, yeah, for instance, yeah, that when we daven, where do we face? Always face Yerushalayim, right? If we're in Chutzlar, to face Eretz Yisrael, face Yerushalayim. If we're in Eretz Yisrael, we face Yerushalayim. If we're in Yerushalayim, we face the Mikdash. We face the Mikdash. If we're inside the Mikdash, we face the base Kodesh Kadashim, etc., etc., etc. It's called base Tfilah C. And the result is, interestingly enough, this is the terminology. When the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, the week a person tries to be mechavim the direction to where he davens. And if he doesn't know, right, or if he's got blind, so then he has to think in his heart that he's focusing towards Yerushalayim. But the pasuk says, "Vispalalu el habayis hazeh." Right, we should be mispalal. Pasuk in Melachim that Yeshua Melech used with regard to the service of the Jewish people. Yeah, with regard to the Beis Hamikdash, he says, "He's mispalal." Not just will they do the service, the avoda inside the Beis Hamikdash. He's Hallelujah, and they will daven el habayis hazeh, towards this bias, etc. Hayom ibn beit hamikdash yechavin es libo keneged beis kodesh kadoshim shenem rispalu amokom hazeh. Hayom ibn beit kodesh kadoshim yechavin es libo keneged beis kapores, etc. In other words, always more focus, etc., etc., etc. And the Gemara continues, right? Nimzu kol Yisrael. Mechavnim es libam lemakom echad. This is an interesting term, right? It comes out that all the Jewish people are being directing their hearts towards one place. Amar Rav Avin, Vitim Rav Avina, Maikra, the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Kimigdal David Savarech Banui Latalpios, right? Like the tower of David is your neck, Banui Latalpios. Beautifully, it says shaped l'talpios. Talpios says the Gemara tail shekol pios ponimbo. So in other words, the Beis Hamikdash is not just a place of avoda; it's also a place that becomes, as it were, the circuit board where all the prayers of the Jewish people join together. We all become unified. All the pios, all the hearts, etc., right, all become unified in the Makom Hamikdash. We're all mischaber. All the tchav, all become one. All the tefillos go there, and then they rush upward like an Amazon, upward towards Shamayim. Fine. Tikon base tefillah si, the base tefillah si, prepare. Now, we're talking about being mechin, the base hamikdash, right? Now we don't have a base hamikdash, right? Now we have a base hamikdash. So, but we do have base tefillah si, the place towards which we always daven. Right? Even though we have the place to do the avoda, the fall, we do have the place towards which we all daven, where we all become unified when we daven there. All the tefillos merge. This is an important thing just to keep in mind, right? That that's why the Arizal says, for instance, before davening, primarily before Shmona Esrei, a person to make sure she can mekabel upon himself the mitzvah of a ahavta l'reacha kamocha. Because if the way the tefillos rise upward is that they all rise upward, yeah, together, then if there's no avas reim, then this is a very tough proposition, right? We're all trying to crowd into the lifeboat together. But get out of my way. What are you doing here anyway? You're here in the boat with me. My thumbs have been stable to my spiritual suspenders now for what I call 5 score years, and you're here. Termite. right, etc. So that's a very difficult proposition if our tefillah is meant to go all up together, right? If there isn't, is the word unity, okay? Tikkun beis tefillah si v'sham todah nizabeach. So I said literally the translation of sham todah nizabeach, there we will give, right? We will be makriv the korban todah. But this term, right, about zvichas todah, right, zvichas todah, about sacrificing a todah, this is also pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Nun, pasuk Chav Gimel. Zoveach todah yichabdenoni. A person who sacrifices a todah, yichabdenoni, he has honored me. Note the double nun, right, yichabdenoni, right, rather than yichabdeni, right, yichabdenoni, there's double nun there. The sum, right, derech erenu b'yesha elokim. The sum, derech erenu b'yesha elokim. He places his derech, and erenu, I will see him in the, what do you call it, in the, as it were, the Yeshua of the Elohim, of the Boreola. Says the Gemara upon this pasuk, zoveach toda yechav denoni. Yeah? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, on the Gimel on the base, Amr of Yeshua ben Levi, kol hazoveach es yitzro, umisvade alav, a person who is zoveach es yitzro, he shechts his yitzro ara. That's talking about recording his future conduct. And there's one who shechted something, so it's kaputsky, right? It's gededed. Right? It's gededed. Yeah, it's required, right? Once you've shechted it, right? So that's so the zoveach is yitzro, that means we're talking about in the future, right? A person is not going to conduct himself in that way. Misvade alav means he does vidui on it. That's going on the past, right? He's trying to correct the past through his vidui, and as it were, through the Kabbalah Asi, right? That's compared to his zvicha. Okay? It says in the Gemara. So Rishu Malay calls the Beach is Yitro Misvada Allah. Mala Allah Kasuf ki ilo kibdo la Kurshborhu Vishne Ulami. It's as though he has, as it were, he has honored a Kurshborhu in two worlds. Ha'olam Hazeh, Ha'olam Haba. Yechsiv Zobeach Toda Yichabdenoni. In other words, that person, as it were, by changing his modus operandi, right? In this world, the way he's going to continue onward, and also, right, he's trying to correct, he's being misvadeh on what he did in the past, he brings honor to Hashem's name, he reveals Hashem's name both in Olam Hazeh, in the way he's going to conduct himself from now on, and also, right, also in, record in, not just in Olam Hazeh, but also in record, well, it also in the past of Olam Hazeh, and also in the next world. The next world. And I think that relates to what we talked about, right? Well, not here, actually, it's true in Shmuel, right? We talked about the idea of Ata Kadosh, Vishimcha Kadosh, Ukadoshim Bechol Yom Yalucha Sela, that when we achieve, right? When we achieve our aspiring to live Bikdusha, right? Which means aspiring to live with Hashem's name. Because the Torah is all, right? Well, the Ramban says in his Hakdama, to what he called to his parish on Chumash, that Hashem, the Torah, are all names of Hashem. Right? All names of Hashem. And Hashem's name is also the way he is mashkiach upon the world. That's what his names are all about. He reveals the way he is mashkiach upon the world. Different names. There's Shem Havaya, there's Shem Elokus, there's Shem Shakai, right? And there's Shem Ekiah, different types of names. But the way that Hashem reveals his Hashgacha to us in the world, that's the Shem Hashem. So you have two sides of the Shem Hashem. You have, on the one hand, our involvement with the Shem Hashem by our taking Torah and applying it in our lives, in the way we think, in the way we speak, in the way we conduct ourselves. These are all shameless of Hashem, because that's the Torah is all shameless of Hashem, like Ramban taught us. And at the same time, Hashem's Hashgacha upon us is all shameless Hashem. So in the bracha of Kedushas Hashem, we see the fusing of these two things. Aka Kodosh, you and your essence are totally transcendent. V'shimcha Kodosh, and the way you mashkiach upon us is Kodosh. But not only that, right? The way you mashkiach upon us, ukidoshim the chol yom. How do we become Kodosh? By attaching ourselves to the Torah, which is all names of Hashem. Yahalucha Sela, they will praise you forever in this world and the next world, because that's what happens. When a person attaches himself to Hashem, he is sailing down his what they call Olam Hazeh path with Rabbo Shalom. And when he leaves and he shuffles off the board of Kyle, Tur, at the end of 120, he is still being Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu forever and ever and ever. His connection to Hashem just increases and increases and increases and increases and deepens and deepens and broadens and broadens and broadens without Ein Sof. So now let's see, right? So that being the case, so what are we saying here? Tikkun beis tefillah, see, prepare your place of tefillah. The sham todah nizabeach, and there we will become, right? Zoveach, right? A person who is zoveach is Yitzchak. Mizvada Allah, we will become those people, as it were, who try and erase evil from their past, prevent evil from their future, and they transform themselves into those who, as it were, are being machabed Hashem, being mahal Hashem, if I'm correct in using the pattern that we see in the bracha of Kedushas Hashem, right? Being machabed Hashem, both in this world and the next world. In other words, we become perfected people who are living with vagueness with Hashem. So again, let's start again. Mo'os Tzur Yeshua, see? Hashem is our source and our protection. L'cha na'el shabeach, to you it's appropriate to praise. It's appropriate to praise. Because if we really think about it, and as we see later on in the further paragraphs of Mo'os Tzur, right? There are tough times, but we see the light in the end. It's appropriate to be m'shabeach Hashem. It's appropriate to be m'shabeach Hashem. Because if you think about it, you won't come to find anything bad you can say about it. Tikkun beis tefillah si, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, prepare, right, the beis hamikdash, but right now this is beis tefillah si, we don't have a beis hamikdash now. We don't have a beis hamikdash now. We have only what is called a place towards which we daven, But that's where we, all our prayers and all our hearts, our mouths and our hearts all become one as we daven. V'sham todon izabeach. And there, that beis hamikdash in reality when it stands, and even when not, when we're connecting to it through our tfilos, Sham Todah Nizabeach, we will be Zobeach our Yetzer. And we'll be Mizvada on the past, right? We will change our future modus operandi, and we will give expression to vidui over past actions, and through that we will be Mechaber Hashem. Which particular Yetzer are we talking about here? And I hear that is where the surprise is. Right? Le'eis tachin matbeach. When you prepare matbeach. We said matbeach, tevach, is slaughter. Right? Mitzar ha-minabeach. From the enemy who is barking. So, all my life, the only thing I can associate this with is the enemies of the Jewish people. They're like barking dogs, right? Right? Just barking dogs, that's their life. And we're going to slaughter them. L'eis tachin matbeach, right? When we arrange, prepare the, what do you call it, the matbeach, the tevach, mitzar ha-minabeach, from the tsar. Now, the question is, mitzar, it should be litzar, not mitzar. Hatzar, it should really be. You hear what I'm saying? L'eis tachin matbeach, the time of preparation of the matbeach. Matbeach, we're saying, is referring to slaughtering. Right? Slaughtering. Who are we slaughtering? So it shouldn't be mitzar ha-minabeach, from the tzar ha-minabeach. Slaughtering from the tzar ha-minabeach. We're talking about taking revenge on our enemies, no? It should be es tzar ha-minabeach. It would still fit in the poem. Right? What is mitzar ha-minabeach? This is the chiddush. Let's take a look. Pasuk says, yeah. It says in this coming week's parsha in Mikates. It says Vayar Yosef Itam es Binyamin. Yosef saw Binyamin with them when the brothers arrived. This coming week's parsha. Vayomer Asher al Beiso. And he said, who's ever in charge of the house? Asher, yeah. Havei es anashim habaisa, bring them into the house. Utvoach tevach, and slaughter for them. Right? They're going to eat. love, they're slaughtering animals, and he quote Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, he quote probably quote Zara, whatever. V'hachein, u'tfoach tevach v'hachein, ki iti yochlu ha'anoshim v'hatzorayim, because they're going to eat with me this afternoon. Says the Imri Emes. The Imri Emes is right, the son of Sfas Emes, the great-grandson of the Chedush Arim. Right? He's the Rebbe from Gur, who's buried at opposite the Shuk, right? In the side streets opposite the Shuk there. One of the few people, right? His grandfather's son, no one was buried there, no one else was buried inside Yerushalayim, whatever. Yeah? So at any event, so what does it say? It says the Imri Emes. Chanukah is a preparation for the future. Right? I have arranged a ner l'mishichai. I have arranged a light, a ner l'mishichai for my anointed one. Right? It's a pasuk in Tehillim. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. Listen to the pasuk in there in Tehillim. It's in Perkuf Lamed Beis. Pesukim Tes Zayin Yud Zayin Yud Ches. It says the Kohanea Al Bish Yesha. I will dress the Kohanim. The Machashonim were Kohanim, right? They will dress in Yesha. Yesha is means what we call it, salvation. They'll be dressed in clothing of salvation. The Chashonim, right, called receive the Siyat Hashemayim. They save the Jewish people from the Greeks. The Chasidea. Raneinu, raneinu, and the chassidim, right, who sing songs, we call praise Hashem. Sham atzmiach, there, next pasuk, Yud Zayin. Sham atzmiach, Keren David. There I will cause the beginnings of Keren David, right, the strength, the power of David, to be matzmiach, like matzmiach Keren Yeshua. It will begin to sprout. Arachti ner l'mishichai. I arranged a near for my anointed one. Just like the Imri Emes says. Right? It says what we call the Imri Emes. Hanukkah u'hachana ala osid, ki nechsiv arachti near l'mishichai. Ula osid lovo, yet tikkun hasholem. In the future will be the complete tikkun. V'chol echad yityasher legamri. Everybody will become straight. Become straightened out. See, u'tfoach tevach, and now he quotes our pasuk in Parshas Mikates. What's that to do with the price of eggs? Right? U'tfoach tevach v'hachein, the Isa, right, in the Sfarim Hakdoshim, he brings down, tfoach tevach v'hachein is osios chanaka. Tevach, the last letter in tevach, right? Right? Ches. V'hachein is vav, hey, chof, nun, right? Spells chanaka. Chanaka. Right? Chanaka. Last ches and tevach, right? V'achein, spells Chanukah. Him Chanukah, raise a ki'inyan le'es tachin matbeach. And it's, that's what's being referred to when it says in Mosul, le'es tachin matbeach, mitzar ha'minabeach. So what does that mean? What does that have to do with Yosef? What does that have to do with Yosef? They're going to all eat together now, right? And in the middle of their eating together is a remez to Chanukah. Who is the Tsar HaMinabeach? Mi Tsar HaMinabeach? Keep on going. Who's the Tsar HaMinabeach? So listen to the Beis HaLevi. This is in this past week's Parsha. But Terem Yekrav Aleinu. They saw Yosef was coming. They saw Yosef was coming. The brothers. And they plotted to kill him. East of the Medrash, it says in the Medrash, Sheshisubo Klavim. They, as it were, they directed their dogs to attack him. Like we have to know this. Maybe they we should say that they took their straws and shot spitballs at him. Right? They directed their dogs at him. Like, huh?
Wait, where is this?
This is in the Medrash on the Pasuk for what he called the Yisnaklu, Laham Yiso, that they plotted to kill him when they saw him coming in this past portion by Yeshev. Kavanat HaMedrash is the base of Levi. The Mefarish Vapasuk, she snacked Lul Hamiso, Veterim, Mikrav, Aleim, Rakvaodu, Mirachok, Shizubu, Aklovim. The Hodet Tafas, Amedish, Aklovim. Why did the Medish talk about the Klovim? Where do they know it from? Mishun, and Donu also, Kimotsi Diva. They judged him, you are a Motsi Diva, you are a Balash and Hara, right? You're trying, as it were, to destroy our relationship with our father by speaking diva about us. Umidvar midaver lashon hara v'isa b'psachim, and the Gemara says in Psachim called mesaper lashon hara roi hashlicho leklovim, that a person who speaks lashon hara is worthy of being thrown into the dogs, like it says in Sefer Shmos, like kelev tashlichuno so, when it talks about when you find a dead body, dead not a person, obviously a dead animal, an avela. A kelev tashlichuno so, throw it to the dogs, give the dog payment. Why? Because they were quiet in Mitzrayim. But juxtaposed to it, the Samech Leilosis Hashem Hashav, don't raise up Hashem's name falsely, from which the Gemara learns is the law of Lashon Hara. So you hear this? You hear this? This is not what he called. This is not talking, right, the way that's unfolding before us over here. This is not talking about slaughtering our enemies, right? We're going to finally get those Babylonians, we'll get those Persians, we'll get those Greeks. We'll turn them into Caesar salad with the Romans, right, etc. It'll be with the Greeks, with, yeah, etc. Greek olives and feta cheese. Yeah, no, 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 that's not what we're talking about. That's why it also says, Mitzar Hamanabeah, not Tzar, Hatzar Hamanabeah, Mitzar. We should be, what do you call it? We will be Metobeah. We will slaughter Mitzar from the Tzar Hamanabeah. Because the Tzar Hamanabeah is inside of us. Way we talk. The way we are to other people. The tikkun here, we're not talking about the tikkun, what do you call it, of the destruction of the enemies, though that the rest of the paragraph talks about, of course, from the saints, from what do you call it, the Babylonian, and from what do you call it, from the Yavanim, and from the, what do you call it, from the Parsim, and from the Edomim, and such and what do you call it, all these things. But the life and the goal is not just to destroy our enemies, the goal is to destroy the garbage inside of us. So the Imre Emes says, oh, there's a remez to Chanukah in what he calls a remez to Chanukah in what he calls is when Yosef gathers together, Tvach, Devach, Vahachei. Oh, isn't that cutesy? That's so cutesy. He took the ches from the end of Tevach and he appended it onto Vahachei. Actually, it's not his word, it's much earlier, so it's from the Kadmonim. The ches of Vahachei, and that's so Chanukah loving! That's so sweet. That's so sweet. Oh my goodness. The rabbis, they just were just incredibly quaint and sweet and prosaic and they call it it's just, you know, Mother Goose, may your name be remembered forever. Like, God forbid, chas v'shalom, heaven forfend. Because it's all talking about the same thing. It's not hatsar hamanabech, it's mitzar hamanabech. The dogs inside of us, the barking inside of us. A person speaks lashon hara, it's kedai to throw him to the dogs. And that's what the basic lady says, that's why they sick their dogs upon him. To show him you are baal lashon hara. You are baal lashon hara. Mo'os sur Yeshua si l'chona ele shabeach. Right? Kosh Baruch Hu, you are sur Yeshua si l'chona ele shabeach. You, it's appropriate to be shabeach. Tikkun based filasi. Prepare the base of Mikdash, which is now based filasi. We have no place to do the avodah, but all our tefillahs go in that direction. And that's where all the mouths and all the hearts unify and become one. V'sham todan is a beach. And there we will, what do you call it? Right, Zoveach Toda, like the Pasuk says until Zoveach Toda Yechab the Nani. The one who's Zoveach is Yitzro, like the Gemara says. Yeah. Umizvada Alav. He changes his future and tries to correct the past. So that person honors Hashem in this world and the next. La'is Tachin Makbeach. We prepare the slaughtering. Mitzar HaMinaveach. And the Tzar HaMinaveach, who is the Tzar HaMinaveach? What do you call it? The enmity that exists inside of us towards one another. That's preventing us from being, yeah, from the Beis Hamikdash being for all of us, Tel Talpios, Hatel, the mound where all the mouths of the Jewish people unify in tefillah towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Eis Tachin Matbeach Mitzar HaMinabeach. From the Tzar HaMinabeach. Why Minabeach? Minabeach is the terminology used by a dog who barks, because the person who is creates enmity, right? With his fellow, between his fellows, okay? He's like the dog barking, using his tongue inappropriately, and the dog's in the dog has, it's not about Bechira, the dog is better. Oz egmor b'shir mizmor chanukas hamizbeach. And then I will finish b'shir mizmor. We talked about before, remember, shir and mizmor. Shir is the praise of Hashem when we see the clarity in front of us. And zemer, right, is the act that we use when we try to prune away the false ways that we may look at things. Shear, again, like it's a circle, right? A circle. A person finds coins in a circular fashion. It says they look in the shape of a shear, or what do you call it, or a ring is called a shear, shirayim. And the Mishnah is even the Chumash, shirayim. Shirayim. Oh, it's like more of a shear, it's more Chanukas HaMizbeach. Why Chanukas HaMizbeach? The inauguration of the Mizbeach. So it's true. Right? It's true that well, the Yavanim defiled the Mizbeach. They defiled it. They offered up report, yeah. Spoil it, right? They offered up Rezor to spoil it, and ruin some of the stones, but there's more there. Listen to Psukim. Right? In Sefer Bamidbar, when in Parshas Naso, when the Nesiim come to inaugurate the Mizbeach, what do they do? By Akrivu Nesi Yisrael Roshei Beis Havosam Heim Nesi HaMatos Heim HaOmdim Al HaPkudim. By Avivas Korbonim Lefnei Hashem Sheish Eglos Tzav. They brought 6 covered wagons. Ushnei Atzar Bokar and 12 oxen. Ushnei HaNesiim. One wagon per 2 Nesiim. 6 covered wagons, that means each one of the 12 tribes had to join one with another to bring in shutfus, to bring in, what do you call it, in joining together, right, in partnership, to bring one wagon. So that's why there were 6 wagons and 12 bakar. The shorachad by a kribo sam lefnei ha-mishkan, the part of the mishkan. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know what to do with it. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him, right? Just take it from kach mitam. Va'ayul avodes avodas oil moed nasato samer el levim ish kipi avodazot. Take it from them. Levim mechavin l'shem shamayim. Take it from them. And then Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe what each nasi should now bring. Right? And then the levim, what do you call it? Nesiim now. Ve'akrivu nesiim et chanukas hamizbeach. Ve'yomim hashach oso. Ve'akrivu hanesiim et korbanam lefnei hamizbeach. Ve'yomim Hashem l'moshe nasi achad l'yom, nasi achad l'yom. Each Nasi, one day for himself. And the Rabbi Bakhe brings down that each one of them wanted to be mechaven to bring the exact same thing as his friend. And yet each one had their unique kavanos for what they were bringing. Each one wanted to be mechaven to bring the same thing. Right? And yet each had his unique kavana for what he called, for his particular tribe. And they all brought the Ruach HaKodesh, they all brought exactly the same thing. Exactly the same thing.
I thought they were told to bring the same thing.
Here, report, yeah. It says, they're mechavin, right? They're mechavin to bring what they were supposed to be bringing, right? They're mechavin to bring what they're supposed to bring. So, they're bringing back, there's mechavin to bring what they're supposed to bring, and yet each one of them is supposed to be unique. Mike Bamidbar here with me. Says the Sforna, Agola al Shnei Nesiim, when they brought the Agolos, right? They brought the Agolos, they brought the wagons. Va'os achva b'neim, to show the unity, right? The brotherhood between them. Asher ba yu ru'uyim shetishra shechina b'neim. That through the unity, right? Shechina would rest in their midst. That when in the midst of the Jewish people, when does the Shechina rest? When we're all together. Yachad. Al hefech, right? What? Right? The opposite when they're divided. The opposite when they're divided. So just by and by, it says, back to Bracious, back to Parshas, what do you call this time? Back to Parshas, Vayigash, 2 weeks, right? Vayidavu elav, it's called the Divrei Yosef, after Yosef reveals himself to the brothers. And then, they tell Tiakov, Vayidavu elav, it's called the Divrei Yosef, Ashir Diber Aleim. Vayaras Agolos, and Yaakov saw the wagons that Yosef sent to bring him down. Ashesholach Yosef laseisol sol batechi ruach Yaakov avihem. And Yaakov's ruach HaKodesh came back, right? It had been right, in that censure for all this time that Yosef was gone. Now the ruach HaKodesh came back to him, right? In the Midrashim, the Medrash, there's two opinions as to what the Agolos meant. Either it was the last thing they learned together, which was Parsha Egla Rufo, which has its own Havana. There's another day, which is not usually bought, right? There's the one that he saw those with Agolos of the Nesim, in the Midbar. And then his, what he called, his spirit revived. So again, Ma'on Sur Yeshua Si, right? Of course, Baruch Hu is our fortress, our source of strength, he is our, the source of our very being. L'chona El Shabeach, do what's appropriate to be with Shabeach. Tikon Beis Tfila Si, prepare once again the place, Mikdash, which is called Beis Tfila Si, because until right, the Mikdash is rebuilt, right, it serves only as Beis Tfila Si. Even after it's built, it will be served as Beis Tfila Si, but now that's all we have. Tikon Beis Tfila Si, where all the mouths and all the hearts of the Jewish people, like the Gemara said in Brachos, right? Nimsu Ko Yisrael Mechavnim Es Livam L'Mokom Echad, all the hearts of the Jewish people directed to one place. V'Sham Todan Es Abeach, and there, right, through that we will be able, as it were, to be Bezoveach our Yetzer. What type of Yetzer? All different types of Yetzer. But I think over here the one they're referring to in particular is yeah, to step on top of one another. God forbid. Eis tachin matveach mitzar hamnaveach. That's not es hatzar hamnaveach. Eis tachin matveach when we prepare the slaughtering mitzar hamnaveach from the tzar hamnaveach from the barking enemy. The barking enemy, right, is the lashon hara and the hotzah's diba and the we can include all sorts of things there. The unaz dvarim that we say to one another to stomp upon one another. And the remez, yeah, matveach. The remez back to Yosef. This is the first time that he's met his brother in years and years and years, and they gathered together to eat together. Achon tevach v'achein. Tevach v'achein. Tuach tevach v'achein. The last ches in tevach, right? V'achein. 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 And prepare, it's all Chanukah. Right? Because that's the shorish already of the tikkun. Eis tachin matbeach mitzar haminabeach ozeg mor b'shir mizmor, and then we will complete b'shir mizmor chanukas hamizbeach. I really think this is true. I really think this is true. So it'll be about Amitz Hashem, our conquering your enemies, Chanukah. It'll be about Sufkariot. It'll be about, right, Chanukiot. It'll be about good times together. It'll also be about our own self-rectification, which in Mitzvah Hashem, right, will pave the way for all the Yeshuas and all the Nechamos.